mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, it is Monday, the 15th day of November, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Well, if you read the newspaper this weekend or turned on local or national television, you heard how Arnold needs to be our next president, how a group with no affiliation with him, no, it's just a bunch of his top campaign people and minions, are going to run TV ads starting in California and then nationwide saying, amend the second article of the Constitution, get rid of the 22nd Amendment for Arnold. Arnold's had Jay Leno, John McCain, Ted Kennedy. He's had Dana Rohrabacher, Orrin Hatch, all out there pitching this all over the news for the last 3 weeks. And Dana Rohrabacher, a few weeks ago, lied and said, no, we're trying to amend it for other people that are foreign-born. This isn't for Arnold. Well, now we found an article in the San Jose Mercury News from last week where he said, no, it is for Arnold. The Republicans want him to be the next president. So now it's official in your face. For all of you out there in denial about this, it's been obvious all along. The guy says he admires Hitler. He loves Kirk Waldheim. He doesn't care if he's a Nazi. He hates black people. He said it publicly. He's an admitted steroid head, posing for homosexual magazines, groping women in mass, on and on and on and on and on. And the media just totally ignores it or says, oh, well, that was in his past. He's good. He's doubled the deficit of California. He wants your guns. He's for open borders. He's for stem cell research and abortion. Conservatives love him, at least the so-called conservatives running our government. Major polls, but WorldNet Daily had one, 1.7% of people there for Arnold. The biggest percentage for Rudolph Giuliani. But the elite doesn't care. They're pushing Arnold. But in national polls, 8/10 of the average American and what? 2/3 of conservatives are against Arnold. But don't count on that once they're done with their spin machine and their electronic voting machines. Look for Arnold in 08 or 012. And really, this is a big story because it's indicative of how far we've slid. I mean, how humiliating is this? No other country would even put up with the suggestion of a foreigner being their president or prime minister. Only in America would we have the politicians going against the Constitution, against common sense, and against the polls, all of them, Democrats, Republicans, just basically all of them, are for Arnold. Because the Rothschilds and Warren Buffett and all these elites are. And so, Paul Watson and myself have written a couple detailed stories about this. I just wrote another one this morning. It's going up on Infowars.com in the next 20 minutes or so. I wrote one with Paul Watson and his brother last night that's on PrisonPlanet.com right now on the right-hand side. It's one of the small links. We need to get a bigger link up there for it. This is the reality, and I'm begging you as listeners to go out and to get these stories we've written and to email them to every news agency, every talk show host, everybody. We've got to expose this guy, a person who on Hollywood sets in the 90s, if somebody isn't good-looking, he makes them get down, calls them a dog, makes them say they're an ugly dog, makes them beg. That's why the elite love him. He is a scumbag elitist who loves dehumanizing people. In fact, I've got a bunch of his quotes here. I've got a whole bunch of his quotes where he talks about how we're the little people, how we're the slaves. It is so sick. All right, there is so much news. We'll get off Arnold here in a second. We'll cover all the incredible news. It's all coming up.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, and viable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Pam got the mud out of her 3-year-old's shirt. Jason had a wine stain on his countertop. Now gone. Halloween makeup from Karen's kid got on a carpet. No trick. It's gone too. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the powerful bubble of technology in BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Kelly brought a puppy home and it left a mess on the new carpet. Now her carpet still looks brand new. Fran said, it's the most effective pet odor removal product she's ever encountered. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the power of PAWS, or Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, from BioWalk. Have you discovered the BioWalk family of products?
Just in for BioWox, their November special. You get 2 quarts of BioWox Citrus Concentrate, 2 dilution bottles and sprayers, and 2 32-ounce bottles of PAWS for only $44.95. That's a savings of nearly $45. Clean your house in time for the holidays by calling 866-246-6943. That's 866-246-6943 or visit BioWox.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is publicly admitted that the government blew up at least Building 7 on the afternoon of September 11, 2001, and now we have the clip in the WTC section of PrisonPlanet.com where the designer of the towers says that it was meant to accept multiple strikes by large jets, large passenger jets. We also have the certifiers of the steel for the World Trade Center saying it would take 3,000 degrees to melt steel, and that the collapse that they're claiming is impossible. That is a new development that just came out. As more people look at the official FEMA report and the ridiculous claims that are made, more and more engineers, people involved in the construction of it, are saying it is a fraud. Firefighter Engineering, the oldest firefighting organization and publication in the country, the month after 9/11 said it was all a fraud and that said they were destroying the crime scene and hauling it away and that bombs had to do it. But now we have the owner saying they blew it up. We have the seismographs. We have firefighters saying they were told to get the media back, that they were about to bring down the building. That's all on the WTC 7 section of PrisonPlanet.com. And it is so important. We email this out to everyone. We'll be getting into Arnold Schwarzenegger and this group amendforarnold.com who want to get rid of the Article 2 of the Constitution and the 22nd Amendment that will also allow Bill Clinton and others to run for president again. It does a whole bunch of stuff. We'll be covering that. We'll get into the battle for Fallujah. There is just so much here that we'll be covering. Some good news, too. Senator Marshall's effort to stop national ID card legislation. It's out of the Michigan News. 50 organizations come together to denounce Big Brother. Right now, the conference committee of the House and Senate Republicans is deciding whether or not to do the unthinkable. They will impose a national ID card on the citizens of the United States, warns Tom DeWeese, president of the American Policy Center, adding, they must hear from us. A national ID card would be Big Brother at its worst. The entire lives of every American, including medical history, job history, marital history, financial history, credit history, everything could end up on the central federal database. Data about your entire life would be at the fingertips of faceless bureaucrats. It's going to be used for you to be able to even have a job. There is no greater threat to our personal security and liberty than a national ID system, says DeWeese, who is calling on supporters of the center to contact 7 key senators and 5 key representatives, all Republicans, to have an ID card language stripped from S-2845 and H.R. 10. We've got Tom DeWeese and others, of course, coming on the broadcast later this week, as we have Tom Tancredo, Congressman Ron Paul, Congressman, and many others. Fort Bragg troops trained for Homeland Security mission. This is a very scary article, regular Army. There is just so much that is coming up. But let me first detail Arnold Schwarzenegger, then we'll get into the latest WTC collapse information. Now, again, an article I wrote this morning in about 5 minutes, I wish I had more time, is being posted above this article by Paul Watson, Steve Watson, and Alex Jones that we wrote last night. And I just want to say that I have this frothing drive, this frantic drive, so much corruption, so much evil, so much hypocrisy, so many people dumbed down, being conned and abused, as this country's being dismantled and wrecked right in front of us. And I have just this drive to expose it and warn people. I mean, if you saw your neighbor being robbed and saw a truck backed up to it loading their TVs and computers on it and the jewelry, wouldn't you have that adrenaline rush to call the police or to go out there and confront them with your firearm and to stop them? Well, I see our whole future being stolen, our freedoms being destroyed, and I just... There's so much I want to articulate, so much I want to do, so much I want to warn you about. And I see so many people conned by the mainstream media, buying into the tyranny, and so many that are waking up who feel powerless. But those that laugh at us, you know, these yuppies who just think because they accept everything and only care about themselves that somehow they get ahead that way, you don't. Our society is being destroyed. And you're being conned, and you're being abused, and your children's futures are being erased. I mean, there's so much happening. We've got this cashless society control grid going in. We've got the children being trained how to be prisoners with ID cards. We've got national ID card systems going in, face scanning cameras and license plate scanning systems going in every rural area, the big cities. We've got the police and military militarizing against us. We've got open borders. We've got cloning being totally legalized in 2 states to keep the clones alive even after birth, after they're grown inside a surrogate mother. I mean, just all this is going on, and the average person has no idea it's going on. Pharmacological corn being planted with live AIDS virus in it, spreading, Associated Press just... You know, I told my wife last night, I said, honey, it's like we're living in the Twilight Zone. I mean, I really mean it. It's so bizarre. And I said, let's get a babysitter. Let's go see The Incredibles. I hear it's a good movie, and I deserve an escape. And I got reminded of the New World Order going and watching The Incredibles, which is an incredible movie. It's pretty good, folks. I recommend it. But I don't want to give the whole movie away, but just like the Washington Post wrote an analysis of how Attack of the Clones mirrored reality, and how there was another article, it was at USA Today, about how Return of the King mirrored reality, you know, with the all-seeing eye, the Total Information Awareness Network, a godlike power. I've got a Pentagon article here where they call it godlike omnipresent power, where they're going to know everything we do and track and trace us. Well, I always talk about these connections first, and the media picks up on it. So look for an article soon about the Incredibles. There's this evil mogul weapons dealer who wants to be a superhero himself, and so he carries out terror attacks, and then he comes to the rescue and saves everyone so he can then be the savior. There, I've given the whole movie away. You can hate me, but it's reality's more important than this movie. But my point is, children's movies, children can understand this. You know, Attack of the Clones, the Emperor hires Count Dooku, really Darth Tyrannus, to go create crises so the Empire can be built up and they can destroy liberties. Same thing with The Incredibles. You know, children can understand this. Adults have trouble with it. I don't even know why I'm talking about it. I just try to have a little fun, go see a movie, and the New World Order stares me in the face. And speaking of reality and unreality, Arnold Schwarzenegger, elite push for Schwarzenegger presidency, gains momentum. There's no end to the level of which our humiliation reaches, having this foreigner thrown in our face. As Alex has relentlessly documented, there is an establishment move, an unfolding agenda to have Arnold Schwarzenegger run for the presidency in 2008 against Hillary Clinton. Because, again, they got to run him against somebody who's overwhelmingly unpopular so he can win, just like Gray Davis. Schwarzenegger's campaign contributors and the corporate media are complicit in pushing the amendment of Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution, which would allow Arnold to run for office. And now, Lisa Morgenthaler Jones, you disgrace the name of Jones, a mutual fund manager from the Bay Area and major donor to Schwarzenegger campaign, has set up a large-scale ad blitz to try to convince an army of mind slaves to form an Arnie cult and rally behind the Schwarzenegger 08 ticket. And they openly say this. This despite the fact that the current polls show Americans to be overwhelmingly 80-plus percent against having a foreign-born president. Recently, calls have gone to amend the Constitution in order to allow foreign-born citizens to run for president. A hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee on October 7th was titled Maximizing Voter Choice, Opening the Presidency to Naturalized Americans. The movement is being pushed by Senator Orrin Hatch, Republican Utah, who dubs it the Equal Opportunity to Govern Amendment. Everyone else is calling it the Arnold Bill. Hatch is a globalist puppet, and a whole article could be written on him alone, but let's stick to Arnold. It's a six-page article. I can't read it all. Most recently, a Schwarzenegger group has produced a series of TV ads with the slogan, Amend for Arnold. The public is being exposed to the idea so it can become a reality in 4 or 8 years' time. Schwarzenegger is a compromised character. The elite only ever empower those that they know they have control over and can break at any time. Therefore, he is another perfect candidate. Then we detail with hyperlinks the sexual harassment and much more, 16-year-old girls, you name it, drugs and pornography, marijuana, steroids, homosexual porn mags, and we get into all that. Racism and Nazi links, saying he hates black people, saying he loves Hitler, admires Hitler, saying, just it goes on and on, a huge section on that. The Enron connections covered. He advocates abortion and stem cell research. His elite connections, the Bohemian Grove, Warren Buffett, Lord, and then he really is Lord Rothschild. Got the Scotsman article. Then we have his quotes. I wanted to be part of a small percentage of people who were leaders, not the large mass of followers. I think it's because I saw leaders use 100% of their potential. I was always fascinated with people in control of other people. I look down on people who are wanting, who are helpless. That's the ultimate power, your vocabulary, how you communicate. Study vocabulary. The more words you have, the better you can communicate, and the quicker you can put somebody away. Then we have all the rest of it. I'll finish up with this nightmare when we get back. play the ad that's running in California right now, and we'll get into all the rest.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to C Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call C Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit cmineral.com.
Friends, your calls are coming up in the next segment. People just need to know that Lisa Morgenthaler Jones was the first person to sign on officially to Arnold's campaign as the head of his finance committee the day after he announced on Jay Leno's program last year. And, of course, on top of all of this, he's had all his minions from Ted Kennedy to John McCain on television telling us what a great idea this would all be to let a foreigner be our president. And then now Congressman Dana Rohrabacher tells the newspaper, yes, this is for Arnold. Yes, Republicans want him to be the next president. I mean, he's quoted as telling the local California newspaper that last week. And now they're going to run ads. It's a four-year plan to start in California, the national ads with Arnold parties and Arnold visiting all over the country and people running with torches like the Olympics across to the 38 states to get the amendments changed. Here's the problem. People don't think this is going to happen. They keep denying it. The elite's been throwing this in our face for decades that Arnold will be president one day. It's just an ongoing joke, a joke on us. And if they can do this, they can do anything. And so fight back against Arnold and his big money and his minions. Fight back against how hypocritical all of this is. And expose what he's really into to everybody. Go to InfoWars.com, go to PrisonPlanet.com, get the articles we've written and get them out to everybody. And again, we'll get more into Arnold just a little bit later. WTC construction certifiers say towers should have easily withstood jet fuel temperatures. And this is from Kevin Ryan, Underwriters Laboratories. The following letter was sent today by Kevin Ryan of Underwriters Laboratories to Frank Gale of the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST. Underwriters Laboratories is the company that certified the steel components used in the construction of the World Trade Center towers. The information in this letter is of great importance. Dr. Gale, having recently reviewed your team's report on 10-1904, I felt the need to contact you directly. As I am sure you know, the company I work for certified the steel components used in the construction of the WTC buildings. And requesting information from both our CEO and fire protection business manager last year, I learned that they did not agree on the essential aspects of the story, except for one thing, that the samples were certified and met all requirements. They suggested we be able to patent and understand the samples and that they met all requirements. Again, it continues. They suggested that we all be patient and understand that the UL was working with your team and that tests should continue through this year. I am aware of UL's attempts to help, including performing tests on models of floor assemblages. But the result of these tests appears to indicate that the building should have easily withstood the thermal stress caused by pools of burning jet fuel. So, again, they told all the engineers that magically jet fuel melted steel, and they said, let's do tests. They said, well, the tests show what we already knew. This is impossible. He continues. There continues to be a number of experts making public claims about how the WTC buildings fell. One such person, Dr. Heyman Brown from the WTC construction crew, claims that the buildings collapsed due to fires at 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit melting the steel. He states that what caused the buildings to collapse is the airplane fuel burning at 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. The steel in that five-floor area melts. Additionally, the newspaper quotes him as saying, just released primary findings from the National Institute of Standards and Technology study of the World Trade Center collapse supports Brown's theory. We know that the steel components were certified ASTM E119. The time temperature curves for this standard require that samples to be exposed to temperatures around 2,000 Fahrenheit for several hours. As we will agree, the steel applied met those specifications. Additionally, I think we can agree that even unfireproof steel will not melt until reaching red-hot temperatures of nearly 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Why Mr. Brown would imply that 2,000 Fahrenheit would melt high-grade steel using those buildings makes no sense at all. Again, I'm sorry I'm babbling through these, this high-tech dissertation. There's hyperlinks to all of this. The results of your recently published test seem to clear things up. To support your team's August 2003 update, as detailed by the Associated Press, in which you were ready to rule out weak steel as a contributing factor in the collapse. The evaluation of paint deformation, and we'll continue when we get back with this, but basically they're saying it's impossible. 3,000 degrees wouldn't do this, much less 2,000, and the jet fuel was burning at 1,600. It's never happened before, and it didn't happen on 9/11.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to four separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. Now, both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceutical or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added energy and spirit. Call 800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It will turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 800-882-3213 today or visit the web at petwonder.com. That's petwonder.com.
All right, we're talking about Tower 1 and 2, the 210-story buildings that magically collapsed on 9/11 when they were designed to take multiple jumbo jet hits. However, the summary of the new NIST report seems to ignore your findings, as it suggests that these low temperatures caused exposed bits of the building's steel core to soften and buckle. Additionally, the summary states that the perimeter columns softened, yet your findings make clear that most perimeter panels, 157 of 160, saw no temperature above 250 degrees Celsius to soften steel for the purposes of forging. Normally, temperatures are needed to be more than 1,100 degrees Celsius, however. The new summary report suggests that much lower temperatures would be able to not only soften the steel in a matter of minutes, but lead to rapid structural collapse. The story does just not add up. Again, the story just does not add up. If steel from those buildings did soften or melt, I'm sure we can all agree that this was certainly not due to jet fuel and fires of any kind. Let me alone. It says, let alone the briefly burning fires in those towers. Again, people standing in the holes right where the main fires were. It wasn't even hot enough to burn them. The fact should be of great concern to all Americans. Alternatively, the connection and the contention that steel did fail at temperatures around 250 degrees Celsius suggests the majority of deaths on 9/11 were due to a safety-related failure. The suggestion should be of great concern to my company, again, who certified the steel when they built it. There is no question that the events of 9/11 are the emotional driving force behind the war on terror, and the issue of the WTC collapse is at the crux of the story of 9/11. My feeling is that your multi-regional tests are at the crux of the crux of the crux. Either you can make sense of what really happened to those buildings and communicate this quickly, or we will all face the same destruction and despair that come from global decisions based on disinformation and chatter. Thanks for your efforts to determine what really happened on that day. You may know that there are a number of other current and former government employees that have risked a great deal to help us know the truth. I've copied one of those people on this message as a sign of respect and support. I believe your work could also be a nucleus of fact around which the truth, and thereby global peace and justice, can grow again. Please do what you can to quickly eliminate the confusion regarding the ability of jet fuel fires to soften and melt structural steel. Again, the fires weren't even at 2,000 degrees. 2,000 degrees will not even melt non-hardened, non-structural raw steel. They state that. They have links to all the structural facts here. And that's Kevin Ryan, Site Manager, Environmental Health Laboratories, a division of Underwriters Laboratories that underwrote the World Trade Center. And they have links here in the bibliography. Boulder Weekly, Handbook of Chemistry and Physics, 61st edition, page D-1873. The WTC NIST.gov, and the WTC.NIST.gov, forging.org, the big basic site for engineers on steel strengths. And again, I just spent 10 minutes kind of ham-fistedly babbling through that, but you need to go read it for yourself, folks. People were standing in the holes in the two buildings. The firefighters said on their tapes that the fires were almost completely out and temperatures had dropped even in the cores of the fires to only 600 degrees, and in other areas it was only 150 degrees on the floors hit. The fires were almost completely out, and the firefighters then called up more ladders. That is, more teams of firefighters. The government did not want you to hear those audio tapes, so they declared national security on them and said that they were destroyed or malfunctioned. Then the firefighter union got mad and leaked the tapes that were in the New York Daily News where the firefighters reported that the fires were basically out. There were firefighters and citizens standing in the holes where the planes went in. But forget all that. Building 7 was not hit by a jet. It's two blocks away. What, at 525 Eastern, 425 Central, that building with two small fires on two floors collapsed and imploded on itself. The firefighters said, get back to AP reporters. We're going to bring the building down. Larry Silverstein says they brought the building down. The seismographs show it. This is an open secret. It's not debatable. It's not a conspiracy theory like NBC and CNN says it is last week attacking us and others. Now you realize how important it is to get the WTC 7 section that's on prisonplanet.com and to email it out to everybody. And it's not posted on the main site today, so go to the little calendar there on prisonplanet.com and click back to Friday, and we've updated it, we've added a lot of links to it, and it's got a lot of new information, including this letter by the underwriters of the building, by the group that certified it for the underwriters when it was built, saying it's impossible. That's been added to it. So get it, email it out to everybody. It is so important to expose this, the power of you, the people. Getting the story, the huge data page with over 60 links and 20 video clips, and emailing it out to everybody is unstoppable. You can also go to our news group on the left-hand side of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It says news group. Click on that and then go to the news group mailing from Friday. And it's also got the link to the structural underwriter saying it's impossible, the certifiers, and to the WTC section. You can find it there as well. Or simply go to searchinfowars.com or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com themselves and type it in the search engine, WTC section. And it's one of the first hyperlinks that pop up. I'm sorry it's not on the main page. I forgot to tell my webmasters this morning to post that on both the sites, but it will be later this afternoon. I mean, how do you deal with this? I mean, it's like this stuff's hidden in plain view. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger saying, I admire Hitler. I want to be a dictator. I don't like black people. They're subhuman. I use steroids. I pose for gay magazines. And it's, oh, he's a conservative. Let's ignore all that. It's hidden in plain view. It's like Alberto I Love Torture Gonzalez to be the new attorney general. This guy is the architect of the memos saying the president's above federal law. He's allowed to torture the enemy combatant designation for U.S. citizens where he can be secretly arrested. You know, that's hidden in plain view. He's pro-abortion, pro-open border, pro-gun control. He's being hailed by conservatives. You're not conservatives. It's hidden in plain view. It's like all of this stuff. It just gives me a headache. But again, non-hardened, non-structural steel will not even turn red hot until it hits 2,000 degrees. The fire's got no hotter than 1,600. That's what jet fuel burns at. Paper burns even lower. It was black smoke that's indicative of 600-degree fires, low-burning fires. The firefighters said the fires were almost out. Call up more teams. We can save the other floors from damage. Forget collapse. But Building 7 isn't hit by a plane, and then they slip up on TV and say they blew it up, and we're supposed to ignore it. If I was the owner of a 47-story building, and it mysteriously collapsed, not hit by a plane, and then I went on TV and said, I blew it up, don't you think I'd be arrested within hours? But we just ignore it, just like we ignore Arnold saying he admires Hitler. That he wants to be worshipped like Hitler at a Nuremberg-style rally. We ignore it. Just like in Texas, we ignore two-thirds of the foster children on psychotropic drugs, many of them on 17 different drugs. Just like we ignore all this in plain view. Just basic insanity. Just like we ignore the thousands of prestigious reports about what sodium fluoride does to your brain and your bones. It's like we ignore what mercury does in the vaccines to our children. And then the feds come out and say, not only is mercury not bad, it's actually good for you. I mean, I'm not a radical, folks. I mean, if I was teleported back 1,000 years ago to Aztec Kingdom of Chichen Itza, and they were cutting people's hearts out, and I said, don't do that, it's bad. Yes, I would be crazy. I would be radical. I would be bad because the morals of that society were so degenerate. It's like if I was teleported back to 1938 Germany and said Hitler was bad, I'd be seen as a space alien. Have we slipped this far that I'm a radical because I say two-thirds of foster children on psychotropic drugs is a problem? Because I say Arnold saying he admires Hitler is a problem? Because I say that what all engineers say, that you can go test for yourself, they've done the test. Steel just turns red hot at 2,000 degrees. It doesn't melt till 3,000 degrees. If that. You've got to take superheated air and gas and blast it into huge furnaces to get it liquefied at 4,000 plus degrees. It's common sense. It's all common sense. But you got to face the horror of what the New World Order is and what it's up to if you want to change it, if you want to stop it. Oh, I know where you can find a direct link on the main page, the WTC7 section, at reopen911.com, or is it .org, Jimmy Walter's site, reopen911.com. Or is it org? It's right there on the main page. They link to it.
So that's where you can find it. We appreciate him linking to us. I mean, it really is just starting to blow me away. It's unspeakable. It's unspeakable. What's happening? Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post has an article. 911 terror used to sell cigarettes in Israeli papers. And they talk to the ad agency in Israel. They make a joke about 9/11. And they sell cigarettes off a thing of saying, you know, buy our Dutch cigarettes. Don't buy American cigarettes. They blow Americans away. And it shows the two towers blowing up. And they think it's real funny. Think of an American company did this or an Arab company. But Israel's allowed to. Again, I'm not bashing Israel. It's the Jerusalem Post saying it's wrong. I'll probably be arrested and shipped to the EU for trial as being anti-Israel for saying that this is wrong what they're doing, but so be it. Oh, man. What do you do? By the way, we've got this clip. This local group is running, promoting Arnold for president. Ugh. And again, it's one of his campaign heads, the head of finance for him, openly doing this. He's got all his minions out pushing it, including Rohrabacher and Hatch and Kennedy, and it's just disgusting. We'll be playing that little 30-second ad after we take some calls. And also, John, will you go to my WTC7 section? We've added a new clip from PBS 4 years ago with the designer of the WTC saying that it was designed to take multiple large passenger jet hits. By the way, a clip we've never aired is Peter Jennings talking about how it looks like explosives. We ought to air that, too. That's at the bottom of the page. Literally, folks, I'm getting a headache right now even talking about all of this. Every day I have to watch the serial killers. I have to watch the perpetrators of mass murder. I have to watch the people that put cancer viruses in your vaccines. I have to watch the people that put sodium fluoride in your water. I have to watch the people that put mercury in your vaccines. I have to watch the people getting rid of our borders. The people that are destroying our country. The people that created Saddam and Bin Laden and Noriega and everybody else. I have to watch the globalists sit up there as your saviors, sit up there and dismantle this country, sit up there and turn us into a police state, and tell us what a favor they're doing for us. I'm sick of it! Cops, imagine knowing somebody's a killer. You got all the evidence. You dug the bodies up out of their backyard. You show people the skeletons. You catch the killer, you know, in his house with a safe full of videos of him killing the people. And you show everybody. And then they say, oh, shut up, conspiracy theorist. Let's make the person you call a serial killer our president. That's my life. That's what I have to watch and just look at. And so maybe you got a good defense mechanism out there. Maybe you don't want to face this horror. Maybe you don't want to know the truth. So just go ahead and deny what I'm saying. Just deny it all. Just love it. Just go along with it. Take a deep breath. Oh, man. Oh. I got articles here with Fort Bragg training to take over our cities. I got articles. I just got it all. It's just sick. All right. I've been doing a better job lately of going to calls earlier, but not today. But we'll start going to your calls now. Let's go ahead and talk to Ed in California. Ed, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Yes.
I got this article right here from Howard Rook saying that U.S. Presbyterians warned to change anti-Israel stance. They're basically getting threatening phone calls in the middle of the night, supposedly because they have an anti-Israel policy, and they're getting these phone calls, hate mail, telling them to change their policy or else a lot of churches will get burned.
Well, you know, I'm surprised that's even getting any press attention. There's a lot of terrorism that goes on the Israeli side. A lot of terrorism against Jews in Israel that are against the policies of Israel.
I also wanted to bring up something else. I know now you promote a lot of these third parties, and I'm a member of one of them. I think I've called your people and I've told them about what's going on. Well, anyway, one of the leaders of these third parties, a pretty Gladstonian liberal style party. Well, basically, one of their heads is a member of Bohemian Grove.
You're talking about Bohemian about the Libertarian Party?
That's right.
Yeah, I got your email on that. Didn't have time to track it down and confirm it. That's how busy I am, but I did read your email. Who is it you're saying is a member of the Grove?
The executive director of California Libertarian Party.
And what's his name?
David Ruprecht.
And where did you find that about David?
I spoke to him.
Oh, and he said, I'm a member of Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, he said he's been in it for 18 years. He knows James Baker. He knows a lot of people. He knows Kissinger. Tell me that George Bush Jr. is not a member of it, but George Bush Sr. is.
Okay, that's not true. I have the annals of the Bohemian Grove with him and his father, and it says they're members giving a speech below the owl.
Right.
I have the official hardbound book, the 1986 to 1996 decade annual.
I know, you're right. I know. I mean,
well, of course they're busy infiltrating every different organization. Thanks for the call. Interesting points. John and others, you're up next when we get back. A lot more news. I haven't even gotten into the beginnings of it.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon 222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Next hour, we'll play Frank A. DeMartini, manager of the World Trade Center construction and engineer himself, saying that the buildings are designed to take multiple hits from large jets. And then we'll also play that Peter Jennings where they talk about how it looks like explosives. We'll play Dan Rather again. We'll play Larry Silverstein again saying they blew it up. We'll play it all again and then read back over some of the key quotes by Kevin Ryan of the Underwriters Laboratories to the National Institute of Standards and Technology. And they're the company that certified the steel components used in the construction of the World Trade Center towers. They've now done their own test with jet fuel that doesn't even heat up steel to a red-hot level. No matter how long they baste it, no longer how long they burn it, it will sit there forever in the flames. And that's non-hardened steel. It's even worse if it's hardened construction steel, which they use in the WTC complex. So that's all coming up. Of course, your calls. More on Arnold officially going for president with his minions pushing it to repeal the second article of the Constitution and the 22nd Amendment. We got detailed articles on that on both the websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. So much other news. In Miami, there's just been a mad frenzy of tasering 6-year-olds, 12-year-olds. If somebody talks back to the cops, they taser them now. Just the attack on the citizenry, you know, their bloodlust to attack us is really becoming evident. That's all coming up. It just preemptive plans to attack Syria, Iran, North Korea are now public. Secretary of State Powell has resigned. It's all wall-to-wall news. We'll go to John and Jack and Hank and Dan and others here in a few minutes. Before I go back to your calls and the news, I've made 11 films. The 11th film is American Dictators, documenting the staged election in 2004, showing how Bush and Kerry are cousins, skull and bones, how their policies are identical, and how the election was staged. It's so important to get this to people now so they understand how both parties are controlled. It's a great film on DVD and VHS, $19.95. When you get one copy, each additional copy, only on DVD, we do this offer, $5.95. So get 5, 6, 7, 8 copies. Give them out to friends and family as gifts to wake them up. Same thing with 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, almost 3 hours long, just a few minutes short of 3 hours long. The tour de force of government-sponsored terror and 9/11, exposing it, still the preeminent film, many experts agree. It is $24.95 for one DVD or VHS. Each additional DVD is $5.95. So get 10 copies, get 2 copies, get 5 copies. Get it out to people, or get the originals and just make copies yourself. People like a nice, pretty, and shrink-wrap color cover with a stamp on the top of the DVD, you know, nice color image. They tend to watch it more often, and then when somebody watches it, 90% of the time we get a wake-up. So it's up to you folks. Ball's in your court. I've got my 9/11 Inside Job special, where you can get 4 9/11 videos, my 2 videos, George Humphrey's video, Eric Huffman's video, and Paul Watson's book, a fifth item, 300 pages, Order Out of Chaos. 5 items, 4 videos, and a book for $59.95. That is a $53 discount. Even if you already own some of those, take advantage of that and give them as gifts. Here's the toll-free number to order. You can ask about the specials when you call. If you missed any details, 1-888-253-3139. Call right now. Don't wait. 1-888-253-3139. Help us expose the New World Order serial killers. Help bring them to justice. You can also order via the secure, safe online shopping cart at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can watch all the films online in high res or low res. All 11 films, my book, Paul Watson's book, weekly TV reports, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. Such a great deal. PrisonPlanet.tv. Also give a membership as a gift. We'll be right back with the second hour. Stay with us.